The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just got this tweet from Rushdie. This week, schools are distributing to recruits NIL contracts with guaranteed salaries and even buyouts. It is a historic step into a messy transition into revenue sharing era where schools have to already found a loophole to exceed the new cap. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, seems like where it's headed, right? I mean, you're going to have to sign a contract. They're not just going to let people...
Well, that's where it should be, right?
I mean, I think so.
You would have thought so.
I think
because
so.
Because of the simple fact is that, okay, I don't want to play here no more, but I'm going to keep your money.
Right. I think it'd be better for everybody.
Keep your money.
If there was, I don't know if it'd be better for the kids. I guess not. But like, that's just not how life. That's not how life works.
It's
like,
not how life
if
works,
you're going to get money for something, you got to kind of agree to part of a deal.
You do your part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be interesting. Now, So what would that do to the transfer portal? Because this is buyout, so...
Yeah, I guess if you leave, you have to give some part of it back or something right. like that. Which, again...
This is well, that's kind of how...
You should.
NFL contracts work. That's
or just life.
Works.
Yeah, like if someone pays you to do something and you only do half of it, you don't get all the money. Yeah. Like, that's not the way that it works. So I don't know. Like, it'll probably slow things down a little bit, probably, right. But I don't know that it's going to stop.
Should there not be something...
People from moving...
In the like, kids need to learn what commitment means, and committing to a team or committing to a contract or committing to anything. This shit starts like super, super freaking early because I'm seeing it now.
I agree. Like that's the thing is like if you don't know how to honor a commitment by the time you're that age, and again you're learning and everyone's learning and growing and all that kind of stuff. But like, I mean that's on your parents, right? Like. That's on the house that you grow up in.
That's why these kids get out of high school and into the workforce. And if they don't like how the way a job's going or they don't think that they're going getting high enough into a job after 6 months, they quit and they go on to something else. And that there's something very wrong with that. And that's part of it.
Right.
Not having to sign something to honor your half of getting all the money that you're going to pay.
Yeah, look, I mean, when you quit, you shouldn't get any more money. Yeah. I think that's the deal.
Or you have to give it back.
I don't have any problem with somebody making choices for themselves that are the right choices for themselves, right? Like if whether it's a job or school or whatever, like it's up to you to know if you're in the right place or not. Now, I think sometimes people make rash decisions.
A lot of times,
emotional
decisions aren't the right decisions.
But in life, though, you're gonna have to pay for it because if you quit a job for this reason or that reason, and you don't have another job, then what are you gonna do? You know, I mean, there's eventually, unless you're really really lucky, really talented, or have a trust fund, eventually you're gonna. Find out.
Yeah, fuck around and find out.
Yeah, you are. Eventually, you're going to find out.
Life eventually is going to.
It's
going to let you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, that's what's so crazy is the kids get to that age and still haven't had to do any of that finding out yet because their parents shielded them so much from what real life was like. It's like, all right, I mean, that's fine, but eventually, whether they're 25 or 30 or whatever, they're going to find out that life's hard. And part of it's unfair, and you know what I mean.
Sometimes you got to work to advance in places, and not just be handed shit.
Well, and sometimes that means like taking a step back and making less money or whatever. Yeah. Like, it, like the you have to sort of like delayed gratification. You have to have a long-term goal in mind, and sometimes it's a weird route to get there.
Yeah,
like,
man.
But everyone wants it to be
automatic,
very quick.
Yep.
And
don't work like that.
No, it really doesn't.
It don't work like that sometimes. But yeah, sounds about good.
But that's why I think, you know, as much as there's so much conversation about, I think every generation talks about the next generation this way. There's never not going to be a premium on the ability to work hard and have grit and stuff like that. So, like,
yeah.
If you can instill that in your kids are going to have a leg up. Like, that's the leg up, is being tough and being able to work hard.
Yeah.
Like,
and being able to overcome stuff.
Exactly. Deal with adversity and be tough and keep pushing.
I would tell my kids, my sons, but life will kick you in the fucking balls, man. And it's going to hurt. But this is all about shaking that shit off and moving on to the next thing.
Yep.
So I see this a whole lot in travel sports. Parents, because they feel their kids better or deserving of something more than what they're being given, will straight up have their kid leave a team, like a travel team, to go to another team because they just don't feel like they're getting, instead of having them work harder, mm-hmm. and earn a spot or earn that spot at shortstop.
Oh, no, no, this is instilled. Quit. These kids just don't come out the wound acting
right.
Like this. No, no.
Yeah.
Or get to college acting like this. This, no, is, no, this is something that's.
Oh, yeah, this has been this has been fucking instilled in them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real systemic problem right now in sports.
To just quit or go somewhere else if they don't get exactly what they want.
Yeah, that's been instilled in them.
Horrible. You know, I mean.
Yeah, no. That's something that's been embedded in your psyche, man. But no, we'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting because probably won't go into effect till next year. Everything it seems like they put it out now and everything goes into effect the next year. Nothing waits anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it's also funny too because it's like we know where it's going. Like it's all going to be contracts and revenue sharing and there might be a salary cap, whatever.
Well, there should be a commitment on both sides.
It's going to get there, but we're just in this weird middle area
from the get-go
right now where it's like,
you let it get to this big slop fest of freaking NIL.
Right. They could have had, I mean, we've been talking about it for years. Like, hey, this is coming. And then it happened and they're like, oh my God,
we weren't ready.
This is crazy. We've been telling you guys for years.
The same thing. How are you not ready?
How could you not be ready? How could you not be ready?
I'll say the same thing. How could you not be ready?
Because we've been talking about it literally for a decade on sports radio.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. We're smart, but we're not the smartest people in the world.
Right.
Like, I would hope there's smarter people running, you know, universities and college sports and stuff like that.
That was my only thing. Bunk was like, how did y'all not know?
They were all caught with their pants down.
What the fuck did you think was?
Like, yeah. Like, I guess they thought, I think what they thought was hang on to the current system as long as possible because it's making us money. And then maybe the courts will slow it down and fuck it up for so long that we'll be able to retire. But like, I think that's what Mark Emmert was doing. He was like, by the time this shit actually happens, I'm making $5 million a year. I got all these spots on all these boards that I need to be on. When it finally happens, I'll just quit. And I'll have $40 million in the bank, and everyone else can go fuck themselves.
Man, I tell you what, Coach Ron Washington said, go get me a catcher. Is Darno going to be the everyday guy?
There's no way.
Can't be.
No.
I mean, Darno would be hurt by Memorial Day if they tried to make him catch every
day. I'm surprised he made it through last year being, you know, I mean, he caught out of 7 games, he would catch 4.
Right.
And that's too many.
That's a lot.
That's too many. Yeah. Travis Darno probably needs to catch 2 or 3 days a week and then DH.
Yeah.
1 or 2 days a week.
Or be like one pitcher's catcher.
Yeah. Do they have that there? That's something they have there. But I like that. He's a really good player and by all accounts, like a great, great guy to have around. So it makes sense that
clutch gene.
It makes sense that Ron Washington would want him. Yeah. But no, I hope that's, not their plan.
Right.
Travis Darno.
It is the Angels.
It is the Angels. And they don't tend to have good plans.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.